We have been requested in our mandate to monitor the human rights situation in South Sudan, to collect and preserve evidence of violations and crimes for purposes of accountability, to support transitional justice in South Sudan, because that is a commitment of the South Sudanese leaders in the peace agreement to establish a truth commission, a reparation authority, and a hybrid court. So it is important that our work is directed towards supporting those bodies so that they can hold accountable perpetrators, so that they can chart forward a path of reconciliation, healing and recovery for South Sudan.
Commissioner Afoko, let me take you back to the issue of transitional justice. The elephant in the room is the formation of the hybrid court. Give us a report card on how far that front has progressed since the signing of the 2015 peace agreement.
I think it is important to start with the fact that South Sudan has now introduced a bill in parliament. It should soon become law to establish the Commission for Truth, Reconciliation and Healing and a Compensation and Reparations Authority, which would address the root causes of the conflict, define how South Sudan can address questions of accountability, reconciliation and cohesion. It would also respond to the many victims of the violence since 2013. But part of the architecture of transitional justice and what completes it is criminal accountability, because some of the most serious crimes have been committed during the conflict that broke out in December 2013 and have indeed continued to be committed in South Sudan. And the hybrid court is important because it will bring accountability for those who have not just perpetrated these crimes, but who have been responsible, who hold the highest levels of responsibility for mobilizing others to commit these crimes and for ignoring perpetrators who are under their command and responsibility.
UN Commission on Human Rights in South Sudan have been making a lot of visits into the country, meeting the authorities and presenting their findings to the authorities. And to be honest with you, at some point, the Minister of Information, whenever you present your report and he's asked to comment on it, he says that the commission is operating on a template. Every year in, year out, it's just bringing the same report. What do you say to that?
We're definitely not operating on a template. The reason why you might see the same themes emerging in our reports is this question of impunity, and that the same perpetrators continue committing the same types of crimes across the country, the same hotspots of violence. We're now speaking increasingly of this concept of subnational violence, which is really violence that manifests in communities but is often instigated by political and military elites. But again, even where there have been inquiries appointed by the president and others to look into those violations, including extrajudicial killings, nobody has been held to account. And this is why we've been calling upon the government and the African Union to set up a hybrid court, which will then begin to deal with some of these violations. We've been urging the government to strengthen the criminal justice system. Many parts of South Sudan are without courts, without higher courts. Most people rely on traditional mechanisms of adjudication. These are not designed to deal with the most serious crimes. So the state and the criminal justice system is simply absent. And in those circumstances, it's difficult to have accountability for victims. So the response to violations is that the criminal justice system must be strengthened, and there must be a political will to hold accountable perpetrators, even those that may be occupying high office in the government, so that nobody is above the law.
We have been covering stories on what you are saying.
Indeed.
And the question that begs an answer here is, The authorities have been reminded of their obligation towards the citizens, and several reports have been written to that effect. And you are going to talk to the General Assembly. What is your ask?
Our ask is that they engage with the leaders of South Sudan and insist to them that they implement their own commitments. These are not externally imposed standards and benchmarks. They have a constitution, a transitional constitution. They've not yet implemented a permanent one, but it has the elements derived from the peace agreement for the recovery of South Sudan, that they should unify their rival forces into an army that would protect citizens, that they should resource the criminal justice system so that it holds people accountable, that they should exercise political leadership in what is a difficult period for the country already, which is facing economic challenges, humanitarian challenges. But they should also address this question that we've been raising regularly in our reporting, that the question of corruption, economic mismanagement, is one of the drivers of conflict. And the repercussions are that the social, economic, and cultural rights of the South Sudanese people are not fulfilled. Their rights to health, the rights of the children to education, they are falling behind on all of these benchmarks. South Sudanese children have some of the lowest levels of education in the world, particularly for the girl child. Very few of them complete primary school, even fewer secondary school.